This is Frank McGee. At 6 a.m., it's quiet at 30 Rock. There are no skaters on the rink, no visitors taking the famous tours, no block-long line of tourists waiting to get into the music hall down the street. About the only people around right now are the mop and broom brigades, with one important exception. Up on the fifth floor at NBC, a handful of people have already begun what is to be a very busy day. One man hovers over a row of teletype machines. Telephones summon with urgent messages. Still others man batteries of electronic gear. In a dimly lit studio, one man faces a console garnished with switches and buttons. Suddenly, the loudspeaker in front of him comes to life.
Calling NBC New York.
And he leans into a microphone. NBC News has begun another day.
NBC Saigon calling NBC New York.
Good morning, New York.
Ceci est une transmission d'essai.
Hello, Singapore. Can you hear me?
This is Berlin. Can you give me NBC Studio in New York?
This is the hub, the central core of a vast news-gathering organization, the largest in the history of broadcasting, encircling the globe. Linked by uncounted millions of miles of telephone wire and ocean cable, by relay stations marching across continents, transmitting voices at more than 1,000 feet a second to here, to this hub, NBC
Hello.
News,
yeah,
this New
is
York.
Colin.
Hello, John.
Yeah,
morning.
Hi, John, this is David.
What you are hearing is the actual talk-up between our men in New York and NBC News correspondents and their operators in the news capitals of the world as they prepare to transmit fresh, vital news stories to millions of sleepy, shaving, coffee-brewing Americans. At times, this preliminary overseas talk-up can take rather diverting turns. For instance, our operator in London has a thoughtful suggestion.
All right, good morning. Who's this, please?
Good morning,
Sarah. Oh, David here. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well, yourself.
All right.
The only thing you have to remember is that the correspondent who will actually be doing the circuit has got a louder voice than I have.
Not a very much louder voice. He's a very gentle man.
A gentle man, and the level stays where it is. Frequently, the linguistic ability of our man in New York is useful.
Yeah. We are in NBC Studio in Berlin. Let's contact Gehab.
Ah, wunderbar.
Gehab.
Gehab. Was ist denn da?
News is breaking in Berlin. Get the story. Occasionally, our man in the hub engages in friendly disagreement over the size of the bill NBC News will eventually receive for use of the overseas circuits.
Well, he's not reading me, M.R. I've been calling him for a minute and a half, which is what, $6 a minute? He's not reading me.
Seconds later, Saigon is reading him. Meanwhile, in a booth in the corner at NBC Radio News Central, a newsman delivers a bulletin in News on the Hour.
Here's a report on the afternoon meeting. Here's Ray Shearer, NBC News White House correspondent.
Then a vividly real actuality report from a Vietnam battle zone crackles on the air from coast to coast, such as this one from NBC News Howard Tuckner.
We're near the 17th parallel in the jungle with Kilo Company of the Marines.
Three, six, I might understand you are on that side of the river and the chopper's
Kilo
over.
Six, over.
The voices you are hearing are of the company commander and his radio man who's desperately trying to get some relief and also some artillery and airstrikes in here. The artillery has started to come in. Strikes are coming very close. In fact, one platoon just reported in that it's hitting the point of the American platoon, meaning that the American bombs and strafing bullets are hitting some of the American troops. Okay, there it is again. Just about the best thing you can do now if you're not a soldier is smoke and pray. Howard Tuckner, NBC News, with the Marines near the 17th parallel, South Vietnam.
And on it goes, throughout the day, throughout the evening, as the world's largest broadcast news organization continues its demanding task of gathering and writing and transmitting news with speed and clarity. The medium's best known and most distinguished journalists staff NBC News. Here are some of them.
Morgan Beatty, NBC News, New York.
This is Merrill Muller, NBC News, New York.
This is Tom Pettit, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Ellie Abel, NBC News,
London.
This is Bernard Frizzell, NBC News, Paris.
Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
This is Ron Nesson, NBC News, with the Marines wading ashore on Red Beach.
Edward Scott, NBC News in Santo Domingo.
Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
These newsmen are all part of the team, 800 strong, that make up the most listened to and most honored organization in broadcast journalism. That team, which keeps informed the largest audience of any news medium in history, is made up of writers, producers, executives, and technicians, based in 75 countries throughout the world. NBC Radio's News on the Hour draws on the full facilities of this remarkable staff, NBC News. These are some of the reasons why News on the Hour is undeniably the premium property in all of network radio. In fact, more different people listen to NBC's News on the Hour each week than any other single program in all of radio.
A pioneering broadcast concept, News on the Hour is heard 17 times a day, 85 times a week. More newscasts than are carried by any other network. But News on the Hour is not only the leading national news program. It is, by any standard of advertising, broadcasting's number one news package. NBC Radio's News on the Hour is the only program of its kind that offers the prospective advertiser a 1/8 sponsorship on a rotating basis. This means that your commercial would be broadcast in 21 1/4 different segments, or 25% of the total 85 programs each week. Monday through Friday, every fourth hour, from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m., your message would be heard. And each week, an average of 9 of your 21 1/4 announcements would be broadcast during morning and evening drive time, radio's peak listening periods. The weekly cost of this package is $13,464, or an average of $634 for each commercial position. Just $634 to deliver each commercial to some 200 markets across the nation. This comes to a commercial per market cost of approximately $3, or about the price of a coast-to-coast telephone call. Who will hear you? Your 1/8 share of News on the Hour will deliver almost 19 million different adults in 1 week, with an average commercial frequency of almost 3 times per listener. The average prime-time television minute delivers about 15 million different adults with a frequency of 1 at a cost of $44,000. In other words, News on the Hour delivers almost 3 times the frequency at 1/3 the cost. And there's more. Your commercials will be aired under conditions of optimum quality control, supervised by a highly skilled network production staff. And your spots can be placed or your copy changed in as little time as 24 hours, providing nationwide immediacy and commercial flexibility. The unparalleled reach, frequency, and efficiency of 1/8 sponsorship, the incalculable advantage of association with NBC News, the most recognized name in broadcast journalism. NBC Radio's News on the Hour is the leading national news program for good reason. Good enough reason to make News on the Hour your best buy.
At this moment, at NBC News Central in New York, at the United Nations, at NBC bureaus in Washington, Chicago, San Francisco, in dozens of foreign news centers, the task continues of gathering, writing, editing, transmitting, compiling, and constantly updating the significant news stories of the day. And from amidst the chatter of typewriters and teletype machines, the jangling of telephones, the incessant coming and going of reporters and messengers, will emerge the next smoothly delivered, deftly written, 5-minute News on the Hour broadcast. In homes and automobiles across the nation, millions of men and women are tuning in to their local NBC affiliate to listen attentively to that newscast. And early tomorrow morning, when no skaters are on the rink and no tourist crowding through 30 Rockefeller Plaza, all that activity will begin again. There are deadlines to meet, events to evaluate, and stories to write. News on the hour, the dominant source of radio news for the American people. This is Frank McGee, NBC News. Thank you for listening.